Hello and welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Mohamed Badovich, and many of us are frequently asked, when do we add a fourth drug, and does this increase the side effect profile and burden of the treatment to our patients, and what is the data that we have seen from the SOFA trials that can inform us more in this direction? So certainly we can say that from the available trial data so far from Cassiopeia, which looked at daratumumab VTD versus VTD, as well as the phase 2 Griffin trial, which looked at daratumumab VRD versus VRD, we can say that there is a slightly higher rate of hematologic adverse events, grade 3 and 4 included, that are associated with the quadruplet arms compared to triplet arms. So here we're talking about higher rates of neutropenia, leukopenia, lymphopenia, thrombocytopenia, as well as anemia. There have not been that many non-hematologic grade 3 or 4 events that were more frequently noted in the quadruplets, perhaps partake only the fatigue that certainly can be expected to be present more with the quads rather than triplets. It is important to understand that there were also signals with upper respiratory tract infections, with pneumonias, et cetera. So it is not unreasonable to really very closely follow the quad-treated patients and perhaps even consider giving some sort of antibacterial prophylaxis during the induction period to minimize and avoid pneumonias and bacterial infections that can be seen considering the higher frequency rates of neutropenias and other reductions in the white cell counts. As a closing thought for the community colleagues, I believe that it is fair to say that at this point in time, we are still in the process of learning how and when we really want to use quadruplet regimens, whether we need to use them in all comers or whether they should be reserved preferentially, perhaps in high-risk patients only. We are free to use daratumumab, Velcade, thalidomide, and dexamethasone, and in fact, we have been seeing the uptake of that regimen use. However, that is truly a regimen that has been more studied and developed for the European practice patterns, and we are eagerly awaiting the results of Perseus phase 3 trial that is going to answer a question for us whether the addition of daratumumab to VRD, which remains the standard of care, does in fact improve PFS. It is also considered acceptable to use KRD as a frontline to induction in transplant-eligible patients. But what we have learned from the Endurance trial is the fact that patients with baseline cardiopulmonary as well as renal comorbidities might be better suited to avoid kyprolis-based regimens and perhaps receive Velcade, Revlimid, and dexamethasone as a choice of induction. And conversely, any patients with significant baseline peripheral neuropathies that are often complicated throughout the diabetic periods that patients may harbor over years would probably be better suited for KRD-based inductions, provided that the cardiopulmonary and renal situations are acceptable. We certainly look forward to following up the trial data results on DARA-VRD, as well as potentially DARA-KRD and even isatuximab-KRD, which will down the line help us understand how best to utilize quadruplet regimens in our clinics.